Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This program is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Side, Tuesday night, open mic. Welcome, everybody. And if you find that you want to call in, turn down your television, radio, video, whatever it is you got there, and try to avoid speakerphone, get better reception. Keep it clean if you call in, otherwise we got to give you the boot. And I don't mean the booster boot, although that might be worse. Inner Sight, open mic where you can pick your own subject. And, you know, it's absolutely amazing how the things we say many a times come true. In fact, it's sometimes a little scary. So look at the ex-governor now, you know, in trouble. I'm not saying he's guilty because that's up to a jury. In trouble, now being ordered to give back the money from the book that everybody complained about. You know, I think one woman even had a demonstration where she burnt the book. So, you know, you screw over the disabled. You do things that you're not supposed to do, and it affects not only disabled people, but everyone. Everyone is affected. Person of high political stature goes criminal and does wrong things.
Yeah.
So another blow to prove of what we say and what it says in the Bible, woe unto those who stumble the lame and the blind. Now, that's old English, you know, not to insult anyone who may be offended by that. That's the old King James Version.
It is.
But here you have this guy who thought he was so smart and so cocky and you know, and uppity and left thousands of people in the nursing homes to get ill and perish and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's all coming back on him.
Yeah.
So, you know, my mom used to have an expression, God doesn't sleep.
No, he doesn't. That's the truth.
And I think she was right about that, that the Lord is awake and
yeah.
is watching all this stuff. What?
Yes,
I can't hear you.
I don't
mumble.
No, I didn't, honestly. I didn't mumble. So, yeah, I believe the same thing.
And you
got to
stop interrupting me.
Well,
go
I
ahead.
Didn't hear you as well. Sorry. Sorry about that. I was just saying that, yeah, I agree with your mom. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't need to sleep. He sees everything that happens, you know, which is good. That's all I agreed with you.
Yeah, and so, you know, it goes the same for all these individuals and politicians that are in so-called hierarchy positions who have some kind of authority over people's lives, and especially those of us who are disabled, because so much money is being misused and wasted. And it affects not only us, but it affects people who aren't disabled.
That's
true. You heard us talk about this thousands of times. And it's so true that these politicians need to sit down and redo the whole system.
Oh, yeah.
To make sure that everybody has an equal chance at being productive and getting a job and you know, living. They want you to get a job and pay bills and all that and be independent. But millions of us don't have equality to do that. So they need to really get together with us.
Yes,
and put down a whole new system that will bring about a much better country. And that includes getting rid of these horrible nursing homes, because there's one of the biggest wastes right there.
Yes, it is.
In money, time, energy.
It's not only a waste, Frank. It's like, it's a hard, you know, horrid, I'm actually saying wrong, horrid situation that, you know, people don't have control when they initially go into it, because the person who's disabled or who is elderly just is placed in there without any control. And nobody's there to usually fight for them, except for inner sight, for that matter. You know,
well, it's bad
really,
for the people who work in those places, too.
I agree with that, too. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
They can't,
yeah.
They can't do a job in the right way. They're outnumbered.
No, they still
they're
are.
Overworked.
Yep.
You know, there's stupid rules that they won't let the aides in that belong with the person.
Yep.
And that reflects on the workers. It makes them look bad, too.
Yes, it does.
Because, you know, why is this person so neglected? Well, you know, and the worker's going to say, well, I couldn't get to him or her. I had too many other people, you know. And
you know,
so...
Okay, continue. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, my mom, which was very sad, when she passed, before she passed, I could see her hair. I could freaking braid her hair. And she never had her hair that long. And it looked horrible, actually. She looked, you know, absolutely horrible. And I said, if I had the money to actually, you know, have a funeral, actual funeral for her, I would have had to have her hair cut, because it looked like she, you know, had very long hair down to her mid-shoulder. She never had hair that long, never. Only maybe when she got married. That was about it. They
well,
didn't
I like
get her
long
haircut.
Hair. Well, it's a matter of opinion.
Oh, I like long hair, too.
But
my mother liked short hair, and so did my father on her. When not very short, but just at the shoulder length, you know? She didn't have it that way. She had it mid-back, and it was all stringy and horrible and not even washed. It was disgusting, you know? And I was like, oh, my God. I wish I had, you know, a pair of scissors to make it look even and stuff like that. And, you know, even though she was passing away, I would have done that for her.
The people, the people who work in the nursing homes are being are getting a bad image.
Yes, they are.
Because the residents cannot get the help they need. Now, and people working in the nursing homes, you know, we appeal to you.
Yes.
Do something about it. Don't let this go and be neglected. You know, stand up within a sight. We'll back you up.
You know,
we're an advocate. We're an agency.
Even though
for the disabled.
We back them up, you know what's going to happen, Frank, once they do something like that. This is what they're worried about, and they can't afford it. They'll lose their job. We need strong attorneys to prevent that from happening.
They can't lose
seriously.
Their jobs if they do it on their own time.
Mm.
And do it when they're not working.
Yeah.
They have a right to do what they want to do.
Freedom of speech. Oh, yeah, I get it. But sometimes...
So that's
you know
how it would have to be done.
Yeah.
Their
what
own
to that
time
guy?
On the day off. You know?
That's true.
And the hard stuff, we can say.
Yeah.
They don't have to say
exactly.
The hard stuff. We can say.
No.
It. You know, we're all here today... Because we care about the residents in these nursing
homes. Right, I get that.
You know, and we want we appeal to the governor to enact an executive order to immediately allow the home health aides to join the person, what hours, whatever hours are available in the nursing home. And then, you know, X, Y, Z, and then you give examples.
Yeah, of course.
You have people speak who are residents of the damn nursing home or have been.
Yeah.
You know? That's how you do it. But you see, something like that, something like that would make these workers look a lot better.
Yes,
and people would realize that it's not really their fault. It's the fault of the system. It's not somebody's fault because they couldn't get to somebody fast enough.
Right.
You know, it's the fault of the system that didn't allow the aid to be there to prevent whatever happened to that person.
Right.
So you see, inner sight is for everyone. Not just for people who are disabled. We're trying to improve the lives of everyone.
Yeah.
And if we get, when we get our dream, we get rid of these nursing homes and turn them into accessible housing, we'll be able to offer better jobs to these aides with more money.
Well,
that's what's going to happen. You know, they're going to be working privately in somebody's home. They're going to make more money.
Yes, they are.
And if the person, and when the person is responsible for paying them, you know, either the person or the family member, in some cases, the person can't manage the money, you get someone who is
bonded,
honest and good to help them. When that happens, that aid is going to be rewarded more.
That's right.
Not only by the Volunteers for Freedom, but the people themselves.
That's right. I'll give an example. My aunt in Florida has a really honest aide. She said, I don't want you to keep your money just laying around. My aunt's name is Frida. She put it in a box, one of those boxes that locked. She went and bought her a lock box, and my aunt's wearing that lock around her neck every time because she doesn't know when another person comes in to substitute for another person. So she had money just laying around all over the place and jewelry and everything that she, you know, considers important to her. Well,
what is she wearing around her neck?
Like a lock to the key to the lock box so that all her money and jewelry are safe. A key, yeah.
Like a necklace.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's a lot of good, honest people.
Yeah, there are.
But they need to step up and do something about this.
Definitely.
That's what we need. We need to get people, you know, on their days off when they can do whatever they want, to join with us, put together a demonstration or whatever you want to call it, an example of what it should be like.
That's right.
And let everybody know about it. That's what needs to be done.
Definitely. I agree with that.
So that's one big thing that we could definitely work toward. You know, when next month when Tracy's book comes out and we start publicizing it, and hopefully, you know, 20, 30, 40,000 copies will be sold, we get some money. One of the things I'm going to do is put an ad in the AIDS, one of those papers.
Yeah, you should.
You know, urging people to come forward.
Like the union paper, too.
How we want to make them look better.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you appeal to those people.
Yes, definitely.
We're not going to blame you. We're not after you.
No, we never did.
We're going to blame the owners.
That's
And the people and the politicians who don't do a damn thing about changing this situation. Like Cuomo. Look what happened to him. Now he got his ass kicked. See?
That's right.
And you know what? I'm going to make a prediction right here and now. It's going to happen to every other person and politician who keeps on abusing the disabled.
That's right. I agree with you on that.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. I don't know the day or the hour, you know, but it's going to happen. Because I know the principle in life that was set down by the Lord. And that principle always comes true, man.
Oh, yeah.
Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004 is the phone number.
Be with Anthony from Brooklyn when you get a chance.
Adopt an Akita. What do you want?
I said, when you get a chance, we have Anthony from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on, Anthony.
I said, when you get it.
Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, and adopt an Akita. Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York. Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. 631-888-1186, phone number. So call Mr. Kennedy. Tell him you heard about it right here on the Inner Sight podcast. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, Avante, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, all of them, and all the others. And we remember all those who have passed. Take care of those that are with us. Go an extra mile for a child. All right? Inner Sight. And you know, another thing I just thought of.
Yeah.
If the protective services in this country didn't have to butt in and bother with putting people in nursing homes, they would have more time to protect children.
That's true.
Now, there's a reason to get rid of these damn nursing homes. Right there. There's something that I never heard pointed out by any group, but it's true.
Yeah.
So get rid of these damn nursing homes. Concentrate more on the children who need protection. That's what the adult protective service, child protective services, and adult should be looking toward, and they should join with us too. To say that, you know, that we don't want to threaten people and put people in nursing homes. You know, and the reason they could say that, is because we would like more time to protect people in their own homes, including the children.
Yeah.
Nobody can fault them for that.
Yep. It's true.
All right, Inner Sight. And, hey, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. It's the place. 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary and get the details. Dog food, cat food, medical, when he's able to do it for the animals. Again, 631-484-3085, all right? I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help. I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 880-7929, for their support of Inner Sight. And I want to thank my good friend John from New High Park, Long Island, for his donation of $200 to Inner Sight.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciate that.
It helps.
Good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Helping to keep the phone lines open. We appreciate that very much.
Mm-hmm.
John is a great believer in what we're doing, and he's had experience with some of these horrible nursing homes. So one of these days we'll get them on the show and let them tell you all about that.
Okay,
get
we
a
have
sight.
A different caller. Sorry.
What?
We have a different caller, Anthony Winoff, line to do
all
something.
All right, hold on, callers. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And our phone number, the Inner Sight number, is 631-224-3090. Open mic. You can pick your own subject, and we'll take a call from Anthony from Brooklyn.
No, Anthony's not there anymore. We have a different caller, so I'm going to give you that person now. They want to talk, okay? Hold on.
Now, I want Anthony from Brooklyn.
He's not there.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay.
She just
so we'll
told you Anthony's
call.
Not there.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Hi.
Jesus.
How you doing?
So we got Big Joe on the line.
That's right.
Yeah,
Big
how
Big
you
Joe.
Guys doing?
Good. Good, how you doing?
Good, good.
And you know what? I was on last night, and I didn't get picked up. It was about the last 15 minutes of the show. But I heard you guys talking about the vaccines.
Yeah.
Do not take the booster shot. If you've got, I think, the female co-host, I think you've already taken two. Do not take any more or you'll die. Okay?
Yeah. I know.
Now, huh?
No, I know. I'm not too happy about the way that it's been run and everything has gone lately. So
well, let's hear Joe's reason. I want to hear, what are your reasons?
Yeah,
Joe?
The same thing goes for you, Frank. Okay, I'm going to give you guys 24 karat gold proof how these vaccines are dangerous. Just a few days ago, there was a lawsuit against the CDC and the FDA. As a result, you guys know about the Freedom of Information Act and that you can get documents as a result of that act.
Yep.
Okay, FOIA. As a result of that, the lawsuit showed that the FOIA documents from Pfizer, not from anybody else, not from a conspiracy theory, but from Pfizer itself, it showed that in the first 90 days of their so-called trials of these vaccines, do you know how many deaths occurred as a result of these vaccines, according to them?
Too many.
Where is that documented?
You can get it online. I forget the exact name of it. But you just look up Google and look up excuse me. Look up the documents from FOIA lawsuit.
FOIA request.
It'll pop up. Okay? FOIA lawsuit.
Okay.
FDA documents COVID vaccine.
Okay.
All right, you may not come up on the first website, but within the first 10, you'll get them. So let me tell you what the number is.
Yeah.
Over 1,200 deaths. 1,200 deaths. Okay?
Yeah. So that's a
and
lot. One death is three.
That's right. There have been other vaccines which the FDA has overseen. And if, for example, it was either the H1N1 or the SARS vaccine that another company or might even have been Pfizer, they were doing the trials for the vaccines. When it came, they had 25 deaths as a result of their doing the trials, trying to find the vaccine. FDA came in, said shut down the entire operation. 25 deaths is too much.
Right, now this is
1,200. One is too much.
Yes.
That's right. But statistically, one is too much because it's tragic, of course, for the guy or the girl and the family.
Right.
But statistically, 25 is too much, and 1,200. Now, here's the other part. They covered it up. They didn't let the FDA know about it. They knew about it, didn't let them know about it. So I'm telling you guys, do not. Okay?
Yeah.
You got it. Good.
Yeah.
You hear me, Frank?
Yep.
I got you. But you see, I'm going to tell you something now. You're going to think I'm crazy and weird. I knew this before it happened.
Yeah, we both
You know why? Let me tell you why. because I listened to an old German scientist on the with Gary Knoll, and he predicted this, and he was so damn right, and that's how I knew it was going to happen.
Well, then you guys listen, because I know Gary Knoll's a nutritionist, and he's been around for years.
Yes.
So I'm glad he predicted it, or I'm glad the guest on the show or on his podcast predicted it. Alex Jones predicted it over 10 years ago.
Wow.
Nobel Prize winner said that this vaccine was a bioweapon. Two whistleblowers.
Think it is too.
You thought that too?
That was my guess.
So, okay.
Yeah, that was my guess in the beginning. I said to Frank, I said, you know, I have a gut feeling that it's in my stomach that this is a bioweapon. And he said to me, we don't know anything, da-da-da-da. I said, no, I just have a feeling. A real, you know how you just have a real eerie feeling about something? Well, that's what I had.
Yeah.
You okay there?
Yeah, but you took the vaccine anyway.
I took it, you know why? I had to go see my mom in the nursing home.
Oh, I remember,
I was
that's right.
Yeah,
I remember being told the story last night. That's right, I remember.
Yeah, it's the only reason why I took it.
That's how they forced you into doing it. How they forced you into doing it.
They threatened.
But now that this is, absolutely. But when this came out, nobody can say shit anymore about how safe this virus is. I mean, how safe this so-called vaccine is. It's a bunch of crap. It's a cover-up. It's a bioweapon. Yeah. All right,
thing.
So I just want to let
my
you
leg.
Guys know about that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That makes me makes my
that,
decision
Jill.
Solid. I see it right now.
Yeah, and by the way, you've already taken two of them. There have been scientists who said that the two of them may not cause much harm, but if you take three or more, because they want us to take boosters, multiple boosters every year, do not take the boosters, and you'll probably be just fine. Okay?
Yeah.
So don't worry about that.
I wouldn't take any of them.
Well, you know what was happening with me? I was telling Frank I never had swollen legs. And I said, this is the first time I've had swollen legs. And, you know, it was weird. I told my doctor about it. And he goes, well, it could be a possibility. It could be from the, you know, the vaccination. We'll have to monitor it, you know. And he's monitoring it. So that's his whole thing. His whole spiel is monitoring it.
Good.
Yeah.
But, you know, having, even though it's, excuse me.
We got an allergy, Joe?
Sounds like
no, I got I'm eating nuts right now, and the flakes of the nuts are getting stuck in the back of my throat, and I have to take some water. Excuse me.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Oh, wow.
In a sight.
Yes.
And, you know, it
all right, it's a little better.
It's so true.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, anyway.
You gotta make some more.
Yeah. Hope you're feeling better there.
Oh. Yeah, thanks. It happens every once in a while.
Yeah.
So I just took some water.
Yeah. It'll be good. What is the best
for you? Yeah, it drowns those flakes down. It's good.
Oh, good.
All right, so good.
Yeah,
you guys aren't going to take any more? So
put your fingers on your larynx and stroke down.
Yeah, it's very good. What Frank is telling you is
and you'll push the...
I'm doing it now.
Yeah, it works.
Oh, good. Good idea. Good idea, Frank.
The hydrochloric acid will go down instead of coming up.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, it really helps.
Okay. Yeah, I think
fingers on
I'm
the
about 90%
you can do
back.
It as you're talking.
Sorry about that.
No, please. We just don't like people dying on our show.
Yeah. I have to call 911. Hey, one of our callers died.
Yeah. Where? I have no clue.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Where he is, but
where is he? I don't know.
Hey, you talk about where, right? Yesterday I called up a show. Now, this is my own personal opinion. They've got these relationship counselors on Blog Talk Radio. What they are is that they're unlicensed, uncertified people who probably couldn't make it in the psychology field. So as a result, they've gone into the coaching cottage industry, and they call themselves relationship counselors. So I call up one. Do you know what the stupid broad does? She reads my phone number right on the air.
Oh, my God.
My entire phone number.
That's not – no, that's a big no-no. That's what I was
Of course it is.
Yeah,
and listen to this. So I call her, and she says to me, okay, anything you'd like to say, caller? I say, yeah, I'd like for you not to read my number on the air anymore. So she apologizes. Okay. Then she says, I don't worry, I'll edit it out. So I go back after the show ends. I download the show. Of course she doesn't edit it out. It's right there in the download.
Oh,
what an
God.
Idiot broad. Oh, jeez.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's
excuse
one
me.
Thing. Even then, you leave off some numbers, something, you know? If the host will... No, you do something, you know? But why would you read something? Oh, come on, please. You
know? I know, the whole number. Mm.
Yeah, that's horrible. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, my number, I mean, you can try to get a hold of me if you want to, but you won't.
Yeah.
You know? So... That's just the way I've set up my number.
That's
but the thing is that I'm glad that you guys are making progress of sorts, and you're thinking of branching out and finding ways to get support for the elimination of nursing homes. Seems to me you guys are making some progress, so that's good.
We are. Yeah. We had a big meeting on it, too. We got some people really doing some good stuff, too. Yeah. So one thing at a time. We have to just hit one thing at a time and we'll get what we need. That's all.
That's right.
Yeah.
It could be a very slow journey, but each step could be a meaningful step, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think this is going to be really hot because people didn't like what happened with the nursing homes and how tragic. I mean, it's their family, no matter what, and their friends and whomever, even your loved one, you know, they didn't want this to happen. So, I mean, no matter what, they didn't want that to be the last person on the totem pole, and say that person went in for just a knee operation, now they died of COVID. You know what I'm saying? That's not cool.
Yeah. No. And it's all a lie anyway. But, Frank, before I got put on the air, you were talking about if you're going to make a presentation or you're trying to make people become allies of yours, and you were saying you got to do it in a way that shows how it benefits them. You're absolutely right. Like, for example, because otherwise they're not going to be interested.
Of course.
So you're
right. You're 100% right that way. Yeah.
It's not only for us, it's for everybody.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Like the text.
And you were talking about, and you were talking about Cuomo. Right. Cuomo's not an idiot. He's a murderer. The guy knew what he was doing when he said he signed a directive. And he directed these poor people with COVID to go from hospitals into nursing homes, which do not have any facilities available to treat COVID.
Right.
And
that's
prior to that, with one of his press conferences, he was talking about our most vulnerable people are the elderly in the nursing homes. So you're going to tell me this guy who supposedly fully knows about the dangers of a disease like this, to people who are most susceptible to it, and he signs a directive ordering them to take it, is a murderer.
That's right. He is. He is, very much so. I used to, every single day, I told Frank, I'm posting. Every single day I was posting a tweet straight to him, okay? And yet, he would not listen. He would not, you know, engage in me or anything, saying release the people in the nursing homes, get them out of arm's way. And we've been saying that even way before, you know, this hit. And yet he didn't want to do it, no matter what. He didn't want to do it. People, they weren't important to him. They weren't important.
No,
he was getting daily updates on all this stuff from the health department, the doctors and all that. He knew he knew all the ins and outs of it.
Yes, he did. And it's
there was no excuse for him.
There's no excuse for him. Mm-hmm. You're right. I mean, the thing that burns me up is that you're sitting there, you're saying, this is the most horrible meeting of all. He's saying Happy Mother's Day to his mom. So guess what I did? I said, oh, I wish I could say Happy Mother's Day to my mom, but I can't. She's stuck in a nursing
but
home.
But you can't.
Why don't you, right, yeah. why don't you put your mom in a nursing home? She'd be great at, you know, at determining if a nursing home is safe for other people, right? I got banned from that chat.
Oh, got banned. Yeah, of course. Yeah, but I'm glad you said it though, because these guys got to know what the proletariat, the common everyday citizen is thinking. But this guy, he didn't care. None of them care. Not one of these politicians. I'm convinced.
That's correct. Yes, you're right.
Right about
that. Not
Democrat
or Republican, they don't care.
Do we have our other caller? Excuse me.
Hang on, let me check. Okay.
See if we have Anthony, because he was
on
before.
Yeah, he stepped off a second before. Yeah, hold on. Oh,
all right, in a sight. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in open mic.
Joe. We just have Joe. Which is cool.
Yeah, sorry, Frank.
No, it's all
right. People want to die on the
all right, so anything else you want to add, Joe?
Well, there's plenty I can talk about, but I'll just keep quiet for now. I'll chime in whenever you guys are hitting something that, you know, is something that's common to all three of us. So right now I'll just put myself back on mute.
Yeah, okay. I'll put you on mute.
All right.
No problem.
But I want to thank you for that information on the vaccinations,
cool.
You know, and people need to know that.
He's back on mute, but he hears you.
And I'll tell you another thing. I believe it. Those numbers are going to go higher, and it's going to get worse.
Yeah, scary.
The more people take this stuff.
I agree.
And what about the long-term consequences?
Yeah.
You know?
That too.
You never hear them talk about that. The scientists...
They never talk about alternatives either to the vaccination.
The scientist that was on with Gary Knoll a few months back, he talked about the long-term consequences and the things that could happen. So they don't listen to the people who have experience, who have been around a while and who know. Okay. The experience is the best.
Yeah.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And no, they don't talk about health. They only talk about taking foreign stuff into your body and keep going to these doctors and take these drugs and all that. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
Well, somebody told me the other day, a doctor doesn't want you to be healthy.
No, they don't have anything.
He won't make any money off you.
That's right.
That makes sense.
Well, I knew that to be fact is when one of my doctors was sitting there with his insurance company, and he was trying to get a better rate on his, I guess, malpractice insurance, and he was giving the person his income and everything, and he was saying, yeah, all I have to do is, you know, have these people come in 15 minutes and I can get a decent blah, 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 and he was talking all about his practice, and he forgot sort of that I was sitting there. Listening to the whole thing, and I'm just like about to shake my head and say, wow, that's interesting.
Well,
that's
what they're
they
all about.
It. Yeah, that's the money. That's all it is.
You know, that's their number one priority.
Oh yeah.
The money.
Totally.
Now you can't say that about a guy like Dr. Calliope, because when he goes from $30,000 down to $10,000 and he's going to do the stem cell. You know that a guy gives a damn.
That's right.
He's trying to do something to help.
That's right. And it still remained that price since the beginning when we were talking about it for me. It still remained that price. I just still need people to help me, you know, get it. That's That's a little.
Yeah, because he cares. Because he's a caring.
He does.
Beautiful person.
Yeah.
And he's a real healer.
Yeah, he is.
The other, all these other people, put money first. They're not real healers.
No, I don't believe
they're
that.
In it for the money.
Oh yeah.
And they don't care what they put in your body either.
It's scary.
You know, they'll put things in your body, and they know the side effects.
Oh yeah.
Of these drugs, they know them,
mm-hmm.
and they'll still allow people to take it and to become ill and get worse. And they won't consult other people who can bring in different types of healing.
Which is crazy.
By the way, we put the guest we had on the other night, Elijah Stacy. We got his last name up, right?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there you have it, Elijah. If you're listening,
yeah.
Your last name
your
is
name
up, and I want to thank Karen for reaching out to a woman called me today, and she's supposed to call me back to possibly help with the social media. So thank you,
oh, that'd be great.
Karen, for that.
That would really help.
All right, Inner Sight.
Lately.
Inner Sight on open mic, 213-816-1650. Now, tomorrow night, the nursing home show.
Yep.
And, you know, tune us in tomorrow night. We're going to try to have people call in. We can try to get Regina again, who's in the nursing home.
Right.
I think you ought to get her on.
Yeah, I'm going to call her.
Call
see if
her.
She can. Yeah.
And I'm going to try to get my friend Allie, who works for one of the agencies that's supposed to sign people up for these programs.
Yeah.
See if I can get her in and tell us some of the stuff that's going on the inside.
Just crazy.
I don't think she has to worry about getting fired because she doesn't work for the nursing home.
That's true.
So, I was kidding around with her the other day. I said, "You're the Inner Sight spy."
Yeah, right.
You heard her eye spy. She's totally blind. You heard her eye spy. I said, "Well, you're a spy without the eyes."
That's right.
Started laughing.
Started laughing? Well, that sounds like Alan.
I spy with no eyes.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight.
You gotta
see, yeah.
My husband got me to help me see better. He got me these jeweler lubes. They're better than the eyeglasses that the commission had spent for me. But the problem is, I can't see peripherally with them on, so that's a big problem.
Well, you got to be careful with eyeglasses that haven't been checked out on. It can make you worse.
I know.
I know. I talk from experience.
I know, but what am I going to do? They don't.
I talk from
quickly.
Experience. Believe me.
I know.
When they gave me glasses years ago, and then I went and tried some other glasses and irritated the hell out of my eyes. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Oh yeah. Well, what am I going to do? I have nothing that I'd be able to see.
You
got
to get to a reliable eye doctor and let him check your eyes.
True. Yep.
Inner Sight.
You're right.
And, tomorrow night, nursing home. Thursday night's going to be our Christmas show, how the agencies and the government are just like Scrooge.
They are.
Thursday night. We'll tell you why.
Yep.
We'll talk about that. And, of course, Friday is the last show before Christmas. Next week we'll be off. We're going to do reruns.
The following week on Christmas.
But Friday we're going to try to make it our Follies Christmas show. Get Louis in here maybe to do some Christmas songs. Is Louis on the line?
Not yet.
He usually comes in.
Refresh it again. Yeah, we'll see. Let me refresh it
to
again.
To do a little promo.
Yeah, hold on.
All right, Inner Sight.
Not yet.
Open mic. And, you know, it's the time of year when everybody's going around, everybody's busy. He might be busy with the family.
Yeah, he might be. No, he's not. Oh, you said it and so said. So done.
There he is.
Came in just for you.
Well, Louie and I have a rapport together.
I know. I think he listens online. Here he comes.
Louie the Lip, live.
Louie the Lip, here he comes.
Finally, I got the phone call, finally.
Uh-huh. Finally.
I made it.
Call,
that
huh?
was fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that? I picked you up 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Louie. How you doing?
Hey, Louie.
Okay. Good. Okay. Hey, Frank. Yesterday, I went to the eye surgery. I went for cataract surgery, and my eye was blurry, and they took the blurry off my eye. They cleaned it out, and my eyes are clean and look better.
Oh, good.
Well, that's good. Can you see all right?
I can see okay. I got to take the drops, too. It's over.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hey, anybody
ever tell you?
Louie, anybody
Talk
ever tell you you look like Santa Claus?
Yes, I'll be like Santa Claus. I hope the beard fits on my face.
Spanish Santa Claus.
Spanish Santa.
On Christmas, Frank, I think I'll drink a little eggnog.
Uh-oh. You take an eggnog?
Uh-oh. Don't put anything in it.
That's
It'll
right.
Chase
the
you.
And the eggnog. Yeah.
I'm thinking about 10. I'm going to be 10 shots of eggnog on a rock.
Oh, no.
Ten shots.
10 shots of eggnog.
10 shots of drink.
Oh, boy, Louie.
It'll chase you down the road.
It sure will.
not too strong,
right.
But light.
Hey, Louie, this Friday... going to be our Christmas funny show. What are some of the Christmas funnies that you remember in some movies? You remember anything? I got a couple of them.
So do I.
Why name it?
Yeah. I like the one where in the Christmas story where the mother says, Ralphie, you'll shoot your eye out.
I like that one, too. I also like when the electric sex with the lamp. Sorry,
oh, the
I
lamp,
like that
yeah.
one. Yeah, the lamp.
The lamp in the window. In the...
Hobba, 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 hobba.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And how
Look,
about the Santa Claus?
Sex. Oh, yeah, Santa.
How about
well,
the
honeymoon
was the night before Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know it.
That's the holy father, folly, la 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 la. That's Ed Norton was decorating the tree.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Louie, can you do the night before Christmas in Spanish for all our Spanish friends?
I know. Was the night before? I have to get it in English. I gotta think of another one. Was the night
all
before
right.
Christmas all over the house? Now you're the crazy guy. Now you're me and Aunt Tilly. I found my drink with love drops in it. And don't leave on it or don't waste it. And meanwhile, I was talking to Suzette Taurasi. He went through the chimney and see Santa Claus with a female Santa Claus with love drops in a bag and then gave it to her.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Hey, how come there was never a female Santa Claus? I just thought of that.
I don't know. Because there was always Miss Claus, I guess.
Yeah, but not a Santa Claus.
No. It should be.
Hey, Louie, that's what you ought to do. Dress up like a female Santa Claus.
He'd like that.
Oh, no. I got to show. If I wear that female Santa Claus outfit. I got to show that to send to Suzanne Taurasi for real. I got
to
show it to her.
Okay,
put on a red dress.
We could do it. A red dress. That'd be cool, I think.
With a green scarf.
Oh, don't
talk
your funny bump if you see me wearing wrong Santa Claus outfit.
You could put high heels, red and green high heels.
Oh, gosh, Frank.
And red hair.
Red hair, eh?
Inner
red
tight
hair.
Female Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right,
you,
so,
you happy, Frank? I call you tonight about the frolic for Friday.
Yeah.
Give us a little promo.
Go ahead. Give us a little promo. Yeah.
I'm too shy to say Suzanne. I'm too shy.
You're not too shy. Go ahead.
Shy about you.
Nothing.
Don't be shy.
You're not sorry.
No, good.
Okay. My name is Jerry Lewis, and my pal, Pat Cooper. I want you to tune in Friday night from 8 to 9 on Friday night for NSI Follicks. Everyone goes here, Lauren and Hardy, the honeymooners, or crazy Santa Claus, and giving the love drops to that lady and many more on the Friday night.
All right.
And Louie will be here. He'll give us a little Christmas song.
Yes, he is.
It's
beginning
to look
conga,
a lot
the
like
conga,
Christmas.
Oh, Grandma
hey, Lou,
got
you know
ran over
song?
By reindeer.
Oh,
yeah,
Grandma.
Yeah, you know that one?
I like that one, yeah. Let him sing it.
Yep.
That's cool. Yeah.
Can you
Snoopy's
sing that one Friday night?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard a novelty song by the Royal Guardsman called Snoopy's Christmas. That's a novelty hit.
Oh.
All right. Cool.
Last Christmas, I give you my heart. It's the very next day. I give you to you. Last Christmas, give me my tears. I'll give you special something.
Didn't go that way, though.
Why not? I like
it. It's a song called Last Christmas.
I like it that way, but the one he's talking about.
All right, we'll catch you on
like
Friday, Lou.
Yeah, Lou.
Thanks
okay,
a lot.
Okay, well, and don't forget, I'll get the massage and then you can hear through the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, I love you.
We love you, too. Okay, Lou? Take care.
Okay, take care.
All right, Lou. Take care.
All right. Inner Sight and 822.
Oh, you're a little ahead.
No, not 822. I got the
wrong
time.
Yeah. 7 minutes to show closer.
852, I should say. 852. Live, New York. And, I want to thank Joe again for calling in with that information.
Yeah.
Don't
that
take
was very
it.
Good.
I mean, look it up, you know, and verify it and all that, and stay away from that stuff. You want protection against the virus? Wild oil of oregano kills.
That's what I've been taking.
deters virus.
Yeah.
You know, you can take it, put it on your lips. Rinse it down with water. You can put a little bit on the tip of your nose and breathe it in.
Yeah.
And you can smear it on your lips.
Wow.
You know, good protection. I do it every day. And they tell you to take one day off from it, so I take Sunday off. Wild oil of oregano, world. One of the best fighters against viral infection. It's got the zinc in it, too. And get some sun.
Yeah.
Get out there and get some sun.
Vitamin
D.
Yep.
All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night, the nursing home show. Don't forget.
Yep.
Money being wasted to the tune of $172 billion. You know how many people now, especially now, need help. Who could help? if that money was redirected,
yeah,
and the people were gotten out into their own homes,
yeah.
Yeah. The governor needs to declare a real estate emergency in this state, and issue a mandate that every eligible apartment must be made accessible immediately for those people who are going to get out of the nursing home. That's what she needs to do.
Yeah, she does.
And it's not being done. That's
yeah.
what should happen. And the President of the United States should join with her and do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The money's there to renovate.
Yeah.
So there's part of the answer right there. Get the people out before they said on the news tonight that this so-called Abercrombie, whatever the hell they're calling it, is spreading. You know, so what are they going to do? Wait for the next disaster? They already admitted that the people in the nursing homes are the most vulnerable. They're going to wait for the next disaster to come in and kill more people? They need to do it now. Get every eligible apartment made accessible. Get people out. Enact what we wanted Cuomo to do. Enact all the people that are on programs. Declare it an emergency that they have to be gotten out immediately. And at the same time, make sure every apartment is being made, renovated, being made accessible. That's what they need to do. All the people that are on programs, make it an emergency. The criteria should be updated. The only criteria is that you're disabled or senior, and you need to be accepted by that program. And if they want to know who's going to help pay for that, get the agencies to raise money. Donate $25 million to InnerSight, and we will enact the Volunteers for Freedom, where people can make up for the hours that the state won't give, and keep people out, help keep people out that way. This has to be done immediately. We call for it. We demand it. Or are the politicians going to let it happen again? InnerSight demands that these politicians protect everyone, especially the most vulnerable, that they themselves admit exist and did nothing the last time. And when we give our news conference with Tracy's book, we're going to say this loud and clear and hope that they hear us, because it needs to be done, and it would help everyone, including the people who work in these nursing homes. They can get better jobs helping the person in their own home. All right, InnerSight, I want to thank all our callers, all our listeners. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and we will be with you tomorrow night on our regular Wednesday night nursing home program. 112,300 plus, headed for 113,000. 13 is a lucky number. All right. Maybe by the time we reach 113,000, somebody will donate that first million. Then you'll see things happen. InnerSight, thank you so much for listening. 631-224-3090 is our phone number for InnerSight. Call anytime, day or night. Leave your number and we'll get back to you. InnerSight, goodbye, world. Thank you so much. InnerSight, good night, everybody. Thank you. inner sight.